What kind of coffee do you drink when you go out to order a drink?
I'm an almond cap person.
So cap would be a cappuccino?
Yep.
Okay. I can tell you what kind of person you are, Jules.
Please hit me up.
All right. You are lovely.
Oh, good.
You are fun.
Yep.
Now, the expert who is, this is not me, this is an expert, a behavioral scientist, has said your drink of choice at the coffee shop can predict what kind of person you are. You are fun, you are open-minded, you are unafraid of unknown territory. You to try new things,
really?
And you're always up for something new.
Oh, good.
Is that kind of right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It also says you are a bit, what?
Well, and I like a bit of sweetness because obviously at the end you got the chocolate. That's why I'm not a latte drinker. Well, I need that chocolate hit.
Well, if you are a latte drinker, although coffee gives us that caffeine hit, don't expect latte drinkers to be hyperactive. They're actually the most laid back of all coffee drinkers.
Okay.
They are considered the middle of the road type of person that doesn't like taking risks. Now, mocha.
It's you.
I'm a mocha man.
You're the mocha man.
I'm a mocha man because I used to get made fun of for only ordering hot chocolates. They'd be like, Jack, you're an adult now. You have to drink coffee. I'd be like, no, I just want a hot chockey and some marshmallows. Easy. But now I drink mochas.
Gotcha.
Blending the mocha together, the coffee with the sweetness of chocolate, the mocha is probably the cutest of all coffees.
Oh, that's adorable.
The mocha drinker is very extroverted, outgoing, flamboyant, and potentially quite loud. And friends probably call them the life of the party. I'd like to think I'm quite outgoing. I am quite loud. Unintentionally, I get a little carried away. I have been called life of the party, but I also like highlighting other people at the party.
What about the serious coffee drinkers? You know, the ones that drink the long blacks or the short blacks and the Americanos, those ones that are just pure coffee, no milk.
Well, the closest thing to that is just the straight black coffee or Americano.
Yeah.
So this is one of the easiest things to order at any coffee house. They normally skip the questions of what milk you prefer. According to the behavioural scientist, the nonsense approach of a black coffee.
The no-nonsense approach.
The no-nonsense approach is someone who is determined, focused, and driven.
They seem like serious people that drink black coffee.
They can be self-sufficient and empowered. Black coffee drinkers have drive, and they're also been called selfish or having a selfish mentality. I think this is BS. I don't think coffee can tell us what kind of people we are.
I think it can to a point.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Lighthearted and carefree, that's definitely you with your mocha.
I do love a mocha. It's just a
And I feel like people that drink black coffee are...
My dad's a black coffee drinker, but his theory, Jules, is because if you don't have milk in the house, you know, if you go, oh, I take it with milk. Oh, I've got no milk. Or I can't have a coffee. He's like, oh, have it black.
Well, his is more about practicality than anything.
Yeah, true. I think so. I'd say it's practicality.
Yep.
Well, what your coffee says about you, it could be quite telling. I could probably tell you that you're a good person, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're a good person, Jules.
Oh, thank you very much.